Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Two Black Girls and a Mic. A lot to talk about, not a lot of time to do it, so let's go ahead and make this thing pop.
Yes, ma'am. How's it been going?
Shay, I've been having a very confusing day, but I'm going to be all right. I think
yes,
I overread
you are,
into things. Yeah, I overread into things.
You do.
And,
you do, but that's
you
part
know,
of
I
your
have
charm.
My hands on my eggs. My hands on my eggs ready to drive to people's house, and, you know, I'm on my way there, and I'm like, wait a minute, dang, what they meant.
I'm glad you don't have
a
well,
how about
done.
You? Girl,
I've been doing just
now.
Well. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, I've been doing just fine. I was sitting here watching a brand new show on television, Boris and Nicole, and it got me to thinking, why his name got to be first? How come it can't be Nicole and Boris?
Because historically, I think guys' names come first on these shows. I mean, as far as radio and what I know, but maybe it is time for a switch up. But in their case, maybe it's just because his name is B, her name is N, and it came first. Or maybe the biggest
Well, you
head
know
first.
I'm classy. You know I'm classy. And so as far as etiquette is concerned, when you get married, the female's name goes first. So I don't know.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. You've never been to a wedding and you see the invitation, it says the female's name first and then the guy's name precedes it. So I don't know.
Well,
but
I
guess, you know, when you think about it.
Now, I was just going to say, when I receive wedding invitations, I guess I didn't really pay it too much mind. I locked in the date and so forth, and I participated in a wedding, and I don't want to participate in another because it was just so much drama, you know.
Really?
Yes, and my son is in a wedding this Friday. This Saturday. It's going to be this Saturday. I can't wait to see him in his tuxedo, so I do want to go for that.
Oh, I've been
yeah.
in several weddings. Every wedding that I've been in, it actually has ended in drama. There has been a situation where one of the bridesmaids was asked not to be in the wedding. That was the last wedding that I was in, and she was asked not to be a bridesmaid and not to come as well.
What in the world did she do? Hook up with the groom?
No, it wasn't all that. And, you know, I'm not going to tell all the business because, you know, we have so many people that listen to us and a lot of them are my friends. So I don't want to tell the whole thing so they can try to be putting 1 + 1 together and coming up with 2. But that's happened
okay.
more than once, actually. There was another wedding I was in. And the young lady was supposed to be a bridesmaid, but she was angry about something else. But she wound up coming. She just wasn't a bridesmaid.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, for those that may be tuning in to our live show today, you can definitely participate in the conversation. Reach out, 347-215-9802. Hey, Shay, real quick, going back to Boris and Nicole, what's your take on it? Because it's not in my market yet.
I really didn't see the point in the show, to be honest with you. I mean, it's only a half hour long, and it's just like every other talk show. I will say that the production value was very slick. It looked very good. So on that end, maybe, you know, they'll grow into their personalities because Nicole was doing most of the talking, and Boris was kind of just sitting there. So I don't know if maybe they'll fall into a rhythm at some point. But I'll reserve my comment until maybe a couple weeks in, and then maybe we'll look back and see what some of the people are saying on our social media. You can hit us up on Twitter at Two Black Girls and a Mic, or on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page as well, at Two Black Girls and a Mic. And let us know if you got a chance to catch the Boris and Nicole show. It should be the Nicole and Boris show, but anyway, if you were able to catch it, let us know what you thought of it. Maybe I'm just hating because they're so pretty, or maybe you agree with me that it went all that.
I don't know. I'm going to say if he were a single man, I don't know if I would be attracted to Boris. And I think it's – I like guys that are attractive that don't know that they have it going on. I really think that he knows. I think he wakes up in the morning and he was like, ooh. He has one of those moments in the mirror. So
he just
shocks that makes
himself
sense.
Every morning.
Yes, I couldn't deal with him. He was a little too much.
Mm.
And that's just my guess.
And I think
on
I
him.
Agree with you as well. I'm that way too. You know, I remember having a meeting with Common when I used to work in Dallas. I had come up to the radio station. Mm-hmm. I was actually off work, girl. And I came up to the radio stations to merge the logs. And, you know, maybe not everybody will understand what that is. That's basically where you send the music so that the next day the music continue to roll when you're the program director. And so I had come up to merge the logs, and he was there, girl. And he was so fine. I didn't have no makeup on. I was in just whatever to run up there and run back after I had my wig on, twisted and everything. And, baby, he had such an aura about him. He carried that aura that you're talking about where he didn't – he was all about me. Like, he made me feel like I was
really?
The only person in the entire world.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I love men
and
like that.
And that's exactly what I like.
Oh, girl.
And what was the movie
you?
He was in with? He was in that movie with Queen Latifah. I think it was Mr. Right.
Oh,
and
just right.
So maybe he was kind of sort of playing himself is what it sounds like.
Girl.
Because he was
kind of
humble in that movie, too.
Girl. And he got them little freckles on his nose. And I was like, ooh, baby, I would love to connect the dots.
Well, Shay, I have a throwback to a moment that might make you say, who? You remember that cat, Rome? What was the song he used to sing, I Belong to You? Then you got
to
think way back.
I belong to you.
Uh-huh. This...
I give all my love to you.
That cat. Anyway, he came down to Charleston, South Carolina, a station I was working at back in the day. And I remember him being in the hallway, and I think he had left the program director's office, and I was passing him, and I'm looking like, well, who are you? But I think he took it to be, you know, yeah, because he said, yeah, it's me. I'm like, Negro, please. You know, I don't typically find myself starstruck like that. I met LL Cool J, got to take a picture with him backstage, and I think that's the one time that I really felt like I don't met somebody. I don't know why I felt that way, but LL was just like, and you know what? He's blocked me from his Twitter account.
LL blocked
me. I don't know
you?
What I did. Yeah.
You must
you know,
have
but my theory
bad,
is.
Because you know what? What's that?
What? I think his wife is running his page, and I was saying something about seeing him having sex and all this little stuff. It was a little bit, it was the wrong thing to say. I was just fooling around.
What?
Next thing I knew, I was blocked. Going with the flow of the Twitter conversation is what I was doing. That's all I was
Let
doing.
Let me find out you have been blocked off of the LL Cool J page. But the funny thing that you said
maybe,
that you were enamored by him, I have every other woman in radio that I've talked to have had the same experience. It's something about LL that is super sexy, that is super engaging. Now, I've met a lot of people just like you have in my course of the 17 years I've been doing radio. And I tell you, he's the only person that I had that starstruck moment with. I literally had tears in my eyes, and I could not control it. And the funny part about it was I didn't anticipate it. I was like, oh, LL's coming up to the show today. And I didn't have any other feelings other than that in preparing for the show like I normally do. But when he came in the room, he just, like, emanates this glow from inside. And every other woman that I've talked to has said the same thing, that he just has a girl. I don't know what it is. He's just a star. And, well, let me stop talking before they be done blocked our little show, girl.
Oh, yeah. If anyone is listening, they follow LL, just tell them I said, yo, what's up? At least, like, can she get back in? You know? And Shay, real quick, and just speaking of people just being just like floored by a celebrity's presence. James Brown came to a radio station I was working for, and the person that was set to interview him, she just fell to pieces, and she allowed someone else to do the interview. And I think on that every now and then. I'm like, surely she regrets that. But it makes me think about this movie they did on his life, too. And for the life of me, I can't think of this guy's name. Is it Boswick? The guy that played
his
him
last
in
name
the James
is,
Brown movie.
Bozeman,
he killed
I think.
That role.
Yes. I just watched it on HBO. They've been showing it, girl, every other hour on HBO Signature, HBO Women, regular HBO. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Jill Scott played his wife, Dee Dee Brown, and was off the chain in that as well. And, you know, a lot of other faces that you don't recognize, new faces. But I thought that it was superbly done, and I really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, how about some reality talk? We're 19 minutes in. If you're just tuning in, we are Lifestyle Podcast. We talk about celebrity news and stuff that affects our lives and so forth. And we were talking off mic earlier about Bobby Christina. And Shay, I think you were saying you had an update about a picture that was released to the public. Some more drama
yes,
there.
Yes, well, it hasn't yet been released. From what we understand, a family member is shopping around deathbed photos of Bobby Christina, who has been moved to a hospice. And you know, when you get sent to hospice, that's pretty much the end at that point.
Yeah. That has to be a low life for the most part. Family
it's
and
just,
I, that's some bad
just
stuff.
Sad. You know, the same situation happened, unfortunately, when Whitney passed away. Someone had a picture of her at the funeral that they were shopping around as well. And so for you to hit someone in their weakest and most vulnerable point, you are the lowest form of life that could possibly be. And it just hurts me that it seems like she's gone down that same road that her mother did just years later.
I look at, like, you know, a lot of times when stuff like this happens, you look at people's surroundings and circumstance. I mean, she had the money and all this good stuff. But, of course, it's out there allegedly that this Nick Gordon guy took money from her inheritance even after she slipped into a coma, which leads me to believe he was probably at it the whole time because they're suing him now, I guess, for the abuse and for the theft. And I just don't believe the cat. I saw him on Dr. Phil. He was crying, but I never saw any tears fall. And word is, Dr. Phil wants him to come back on there. And it kind of makes me question Dr. Phil sometimes, too.
Well, they're
like
jumping
Dr.
on the
Phil,
bandwagon,
but
trying to get ratings. Yeah. And I think that it's sad. It's almost like, you know, an ambulance chaser, someone who's chasing a story and trying to glom on to a dead body. And it's just awful. It just saddens me to think that this girl's life had to end this way. For her to be raised in a tumultuous, you know, lifestyle where she's been in the forefront for all these years, and then both of her parents having those public issues, her daddy in jail every other month, both of her parents, you know, having drug problems, and then losing her beloved mother and now having to navigate life alone with a bunch of money and no guidance and people who are looking to take from you. That's a recipe for disaster.
How many people get sued while they're in hospice with no hope for recovery? Like the guy suing her from an accident that occurred back in January. I'm like, dude, you don't need to show your face to anybody. Because, shouldn't he just file his insurance claim like most people do? Now you need to sue her because who she is?
That's just
oh, my
sad.
Goodness, and Shay, I was checking out your Instagram page today. What is going on in the ATL?
Girl,
like,
somebody
said a woman
after me, but
what is going on?
I got hit again for the second time within a month, and the first guy totaled my car out, girl, so I had to go get another one. I just had the new car for about 2 weeks, and it has temporary tags on it. I was inside the Dollar Tree, girl, trying to get some dish liquid. Because, you know, everything in there, a dollar, girl.
No, you're like, no. How much are these paper towels? And how much are they?
A dollar.
But, yeah, go ahead.
That's like the conversation we just had a second ago. But anyway.
Okay.
So, girl, I'm in the line, and this lady comes in and said, is anyone driving a green-colored Lexus tag? So I'm looking. I said, me? She was like, somebody just hit your car and drove off. So I'm like, what? So I go outside, girl. The lady was on the phone and hit my car. So these kind people were right in the space next to mine. It was like the lady was on the phone when she pulled in. She hit my car. She sat there for a minute. And then once she saw them looking at her, she backed up and tried to peel off. Well, you know we're in a cell phone society. Them people picked up their
Hello.
Cell phone, baby. They got a picture of her on that phone driving off, and they wrote her tag number down. So the police came. I gave them the information. Oh, yeah, they put her down for a hit and run. And, you know, it's some scratches on the bumper. Had she stayed, I probably would have let it go. But since she pulled off, I don't care if I get $33. I want it. I'm going to make sure that she pays for that.
I've had that happen to me. The lady tapped me. We got out the car, and then she got on her cell phone, and the person on the phone, I believe, told her to drive off. But I'd already snapped her tag, you know, before she got away. And I even witnessed one time this guy crashed these people's car. He sat there for a minute, like you said. And I gotten this information, but I was so through with the police officers because it turns out the guy lived where I lived. And they called me because I left the people a note. And the police called me to come around. Is this the dude? I don't want to be showing the dude my face, my car. So for a hot minute, I was just parked
in
the back.
So you know where I live and come get me later?
Yeah. And luckily he never came and, you know, snapped and had me on one of those TV shows. But, yeah, that was unnerving for me. I was like, this is crazy.
I can only imagine what that felt like. You know, it's just the ups and downs of life. You know, these kind of things, these unexpected things happen throughout the course of your day. And I said, I'm not going to let it bother me. I was on my way to the gym. And so after this happened, I still went to the gym and got my workout on, girl. Because, you know, I'm trying to be fine for the next Miss Universe competition.
Well, ain't nobody going to see the show, so take your time.
You're not, girl. That damn Donald Trump. He done talked himself into a hole, girl. How about Panama, Mexico, and Costa Rica have all pulled out of the Miss Universe pageant and have decided because of the what people are considering racist comments about people of Latino descent, they decided, hey, we don't want to be a part of it. And I think that that's the way to go. I applaud community for standing together and hitting people where it hurts in the pocketbook. You know, I think that within our community, we don't hold people to task enough. We allow people to do whatever they want to us. And when I say us, I mean black people. We allow them to do anything to us. And then, you know, we want to get on TV and cry and whine. But these people said, you know what? Okay. You think all of us are drug dealers and rapists? Well, let me go ahead and pull your show off of this network. And that's what they did.
He hasn't learned anything because I was listening to one of the news stations on a satellite this morning, and he was just like pretty much he wasn't taking back what he said because it is true. And then they had like a soundbite from, I want to say Bush, and he was just like Donald Trump, you know, historically has been a Democrat and he doesn't speak for the Republicans. So they're like they're drawing the line there too, trying to do some distance between themselves and him. And we know
well,
some
you
of them
know,
probably
Jeb
feel
Bush's
similar.
Wife
they just wouldn't
is,
say it. Do I
Jeb
know his
Bush's
wife?
Wife is a Mexican woman. So reason why. Yes, yeah, she's a Mexican woman. And so, of course, he's going to take exception to that. And also, Jeb Bush is running for president. So if he's saying all y'all who are against Trump, come over here with me. I understand.
Oh, exactly.
My wife's Mexican. So, you know, this is all a ploy. All of this stuff is politrick. If you ask me, you know, there's a bunch of people sitting in rooms coming up with the angle to take with everything. So, you know, who knows? This could have been all by grand design. They're trying to push Jeb Bush to the forefront and told Donald Trump, you say these polarizing statements and this will push Jeb Bush because nobody was thinking about no Bush. We don't want a third Bush, but this might move all of our Latino brothers and sisters to Jeb's side. If he's coming out and saying, look, you know, I'm against what Donald Trump says and my wife is Mexican, I mean, what you think? I say 1 + 1 is 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the sad part, when you were talking, I was thinking, like, well, how many supporters does Donald Trump really have? But then I look at the twist where the nine people were killed down in Charleston, you know, while at Bible study. Seemed like I heard that clown, a lot of people raised money for him, like to the tune of $4 million for his legal defense. So there are idiots out there that will support idiots.
And his sister actually had her own GoFundMe account because she was saying that all of this drama messed up her wedding. And so she wants to have a dream honeymoon. And so she put up a GoFundMe account for people to be able to help her have her dream honeymoon. I'm not interested in your dream honeymoon, ma'am. I am interested in the families that were affected by this. I'm interested in Susie Jackson. I'm interested in Tywanza Sanders, DePayne Middleton Doctor, Myra Thompson, Daniel Simmons, Ethel Lance, Cynthia Hurd Coleman, and also Senator Clementa Pinckney. These are the people that I'm worried about, not her.
Yeah, and I'm glad that this time around, because a lot of times the focus is placed on the murderer versus the victim. And this story right here is just tragic on so many levels, to the point where you could go and hear those people studying the Bible. They probably included him in on the study and, you know, open arms the whole nine. And you sat there and had a moment where you said to yourself, this is not right, but you still proceeded. It's just like he's a monster on all levels. So, and I don't want to focus on him
at all. And the characterization that they have made for him, you know, the mental illness aspect, you know, the young man misguided by the internet and all this other stuff. No one has used the word
a black
animal.
Man.
Thank you. They would have, first of all, they took the man to Burger King after they arrested him. When have you ever heard of anyone in police custody being granted a meal from anywhere? Granted, Burger King ate all that. They probably gave him $1.49. You know, nuggets is 10 nuggets for $1.49 now. That's the fat girl in me.
Just
you know
the fact that they showed him extra courtesy.
I'm sorry. It just creeps out. I can't help it. But who does that? You know what I mean? They grant certain conveniences and certain benefits to non-minorities, and people will say, oh, y'all so touchy, this is just, you know, a coincidence or whatever, but I don't feel so. If someone else had killed nine people, it admitted that I killed them because they were black, or if it had been the reverse, a black
man
says I killed non-white people because they were white, this would be a totally different scenario.
First of all, he'd be dead. There would be no lockup or a trip to Burger King. I think the whole thing would have been handled a whole lot different.
Exactly.
The word
just
monster,
like,
would have been out there.
Just like in Staten Island with Eric Garner, when Eric Garner was killed, he was killed over cigarettes. He didn't murder anybody. He did not beat anyone. He was standing on a street corner. And, of course, we all know selling cigarettes is illegal, but it is not selling cigarettes, the sanction for that is not death, okay? But the sanction for shooting nine people in a house of worship is now a Whopper Jr. with large fries. That's what you get for doing something like that? It's just awful.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason why I bring up Eric Garner is because he is in the news again from the dead girl. It's just awful how sometimes these stories take a twist when you think it's over. He actually got killed July 17th of 2014. So we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of his death. And his wife and his baby mama girl are in the news now.
What's their deal, Shay?
Well, a lot of people did not know, myself included, that he was not living with his wife Esau at his death. He had been living with his baby's mother, Jewel Miller, for the last 3 years of his life, and they have a daughter, a 16-month-old named Legacy. So at this time, Esau, who is the wife, still the legal wife, they were not divorced legally, is suing the state of New York.
I don't want to sound funny. Shay, what was like Eric's background? Do you know?
When you say background, what do you mean?
Well, because I'm just, and if someone is listening and it offends you, you're going to have to get over it because this is just my experience. But like people from the islands and so forth, I've known several that where they split, they just never went on and got a divorce and just picked up lies with other people and so forth. So I was just asking, like, what was their background and why hadn't she divorced
them?
I
don't know if it's just islands or just, you know, I hate to say it, but black people, because I know plenty of people, my mother and father were not together for many years before they finally got a divorce.
Girl,
you know, they had been separated for at least 10 years before they actually got a divorce. I think people just don't do the paperwork. If you break up and he move out and you go on, it's just, you know, cheaper to not even worry about it unless you're wanting to marry someone else. So,
okay,
what happened?
Well, go back to, yeah.
So what happened was Esau is now suing the state of New York, well, the city of New York, that is, for $75 million. And so,
as his legal wife.
Exactly. So the mother, Jewel Miller, wants in for her daughter, Legacy, who is his biological child, too. And so on my Facebook page, I kind of was having a conversation this morning with some of my people who follow me on Facebook about this. And some people are, you know, of the side of, listen, you know, that's his legal wife, whether they were living together or not. You know, she should have never been sleeping with a married man. But I'm totally against it. I think that that is his biological daughter, and she should receive some of the proceeds from his death. She's not going to have a relationship with her father. And so Mrs. Garner should not hold it against the child. She said, literally, this girl will never be accepted into our family. Quote. I'm like, wow. What would make a mother do that to another child?
Yeah, I don't think the child should be made to pay. I don't know if, and I hate the word baby mama, but I don't know if she should be trying to link into a lawsuit with the legal wife, but she should. I don't know what his Social Security and stuff looks like, but, yeah, she should seek some funds to take care of her daughter since he was alive, and I assume, you know, holding down that responsibility, they've eliminated that. He can't do that now.
And I guess that's why, as women, we got to get our business in order. You can't allow yourself to live in a relationship with a man, because in the unfortunate event that something happens like this, then basically you asked out. I hate to say it. You know, you have no legal ramifications. Everything that you do, you know, I don't know if the baby's been legitimized, but, you know, he was married to Esau Garner for many, many years. They have four children together from the ages of 15 to 25. So it's like, you know, where does her daughter fit in, you know, and how can she make that claim?
Well, mom can try and prevent the girl having any connection to the family. I think down the road, the older kids, and seeing that they are pretty much of age, 15, close to 18, they'll probably reach out on some level to know the little girl. That is my hope for that situation. She shouldn't be made to pay. You know, if their marriage was over, then she should have just went ahead and started the process herself. That's just what it is at the end of the day. Ain't no need of her being mad at the little girl.
Exactly. What does she have to do with it? But I think sometimes as people pass on, and this is the thing that I've noticed, you know, just as I've experienced death over the years, that people deal with anger better than they deal with grief. So if I can find somebody to be mad at, I can deal with that emotion better than I can deal with my feelings of sadness and loss and maybe regret from the relationship that I had with that person while they were alive.
Exactly. I agree, Shay. And I mean, I've been in a zone where, like, I know relationship breakups, you kind of go through that, like the shock, and then you're mad. You're probably feeling a little strong during the mad phase, and then you probably get your little weak thing as you know, it's just all those phases, and anger probably does seem like the easiest one, not the best one, no doubt. No doubt about it. Well, girl, how you feeling? It's been a while since we've been on the mic. Another show in the can, just a matter of seconds left. Go ahead and tell everybody how they can make contact with us.
Please hit us up on Twitter at Two Black Girls and a Mic, on Facebook at Two Black Girls and a Mic. And do we have an Instagram page?
Instagram, we definitely do. It's Two Black Girls and a Mic.
Oh, dang.
Somebody needs to get to work, blow some pictures,
some videos.
I've tried it.
2 seconds left, Shay. They can get me at Elise Stewart and you at Shay Moore on Air, correct?
Yeah, Shay Moore on Air on Twitter. Hit me up or Facebook at Meet Shay Moore.
All right. Leave your comments. Check, like, share with a friend, and check us out again later.
Mwah!